The number of juveniles locked up in New South Wales has dropped dramatically to the extent that the Department of Juvenile Justice there is closing one of its youth detention centres because of a lack of inmates. Changes to policing and court practices have cut the number of young inmates going behind bars by nearly half in just the past 4 years. Social affairs reporter Sally Sara reports.
It's afternoon lockdown at the Cobham Juvenile Justice Centre in Western Sydney. This 17-year-old is almost at the end of his 12-month sentence. By law, we're not allowed to identify him or the crime he committed.
It's the first time I've ever been in here. It's not what I thought it would be like. And to be in here for quite a long time kind of makes you think, you know, you don't want to keep living this lifestyle. You know, there's other things to live for than just coming in and reoffending.
Life in custody means time away from family. This young offender is hoping to win back the trust of his parents when he gets out.
They couldn't believe what I did. Thought I was stupid, you know. I was brought up very good, and, you know, for them to see me in here, it was just devastating.
I want you to maintain the same size and the same headings.
There's been a large fall in the number of young people in custody in New South Wales. In 2009, there were up to 450 juveniles in detention each day. Now that's dropped to just over 300.
We're out there trying to make sure that the dangerous ones, okay, they get locked up. Community's protected from that.
New South Wales Attorney General Greg Smith says while detention is the best option for some offenders, it's not necessary for all.
We think that detention should be a last resort, that it's a university of crime. I want to keep young people out. And I think that has had an impact on the courts to an extent. I think also the police, under the previous government, had as part of the state plan. They were encouraged to lock up as many people as they could, and that included juveniles.
The number of young people behind bars has dropped so significantly, the New South Wales government has closed one of its juvenile detention centres. Emu Plains was brought into service in 2009 because of a spike in incarcerations. A month ago, it was full of inmates, but now it's empty. It will be transformed into an adult facility. The only reminder of the teenagers who were locked up here is the basketballs caught in the razor wire on the top of the perimeter fence. Kevin Harris is Acting Deputy Chief Executive for Operations with the Department of Juvenile Justice. He says more than half of the young people in custody are on remand, and of those who are convicted, most don't get a custodial sentence.
The less people we can keep in custody means that we can divert those expensive dollars into community programs. So that's the focus.
It costs more than $200,000 a year to keep a young person in custody. At Cobham, there are three staff members for every detainee to maintain security around the clock. Psychologist Steve Bicknell says some of the young inmates take a while to adapt to the new environment.
I guess it's having a loss of freedom in some respects, being told when they can eat, when they can use toilets, things like that, being away from family, friends, and for a lot of these kids, they almost rule the roost at home. So suddenly being put into an environment of structure and routine is quite hard for them.
The Juvenile Justice Centre at Cobham has been upgraded at the cost of $40 million. The young offenders receive medical care, counselling and education before they're released. Steve Bicknell says many have experienced the effects of violence, drug and alcohol addiction and abuse before they arrive.
Oh, definitely. It's a sad thing to say, but we get a lot of kids who actually enjoy being in custody because they get three meals a day, they get a warm bed at night, they get access to school and other programs.
So, let's come up with a scenario where someone that we know has overdosed, they've used too much drugs.
Youth groups and government agencies are trying to reach out to young offenders long before they end up in the cells of the juvenile justice system.
Social affairs reporter Sally Sara.